29 most valuable 1989 Topps baseball cards in the world. What are the most valuable 1989 Topps baseball cards in the world? There have been a lot of different baseball card sets released since 1909. But out of all these baseball card sets, one set stands out above the rest, the Topps from 1989. In 1989, Topps released a load of baseball cards. It was the year when Ken Griffey Jr., Barry Bonds, and Sammy Sosa were starting to make their mark in the world of baseball. For some people, those cards are now worth a whole lot of money. In this post, I'll take you on a trip down memory lane and talk about the 29 most valuable 1989 Topps baseball cards in the world. 1. 1989 Matt Williams S. F. Price, $79. Grade, BAS Authentic. Number, number 628. Matt Williams was known as the Big Marine and Matt the Bat. He was born in 1965. Williams played in a World Series for every team he played for: the Giants in 1989, the Indians in 1997, and the Diamondbacks in 2001, when he defeated the New York Yankees. He batted 268 in his career, with 378 home runs and 1218 runs batted in, scoring 997 major league runs and hitting 338 doubles and 35 triples. 2. Price, $5,950. Grade, BGS9. Card number, hashtag 41T. I think it's pretty safe to say that Ken Griffey Jr. is one of the greatest baseball players of all time. During his prime, he was the best player in baseball, and his 1989 Topps Tiffany rookie card is considered one of the most valuable baseball cards in existence. This is a rare card that was signed by Ken Griffey Jr. The condition of the card is Gem Mint 9.5 BGS. 3. Price, $950. Grade, SGC 8. Card number, number 647. Randall David Johnson, nicknamed the Big Unit, is a former Major League Baseball pitcher who played 22 seasons for 6 teams. This is a rare 1989 Topps Randy Johnson rookie card that has been graded by SGC as a Mint 9.5. It is near perfect and almost a gem card. Being that Randy was a Hall of Famer, it would be great to have this card in your collection. 4. 1989 Ken Griffey Jr. Price, $599. Grade, PSA/DNA certified. Card number, number 231. When a card has the DNA certified tag on it, what this simply means is that it has an authenticated signature of the actual player featured on the card. Baseball cards like this tend to have more value. Although this card has 2020 at the top, it is actually a Ken Griffey Jr. autographed card from 1989. 5. Price, $229. Grade, Beckett certified. Card number, hashtag 110T. The name Deion Sanders is one of the big ones in baseball. Sanders played 9 seasons of Major League Baseball as an outfielder with the New York Yankees, Atlanta Braves, Cincinnati Reds, and San Francisco Giants. He appeared in the Super Bowl twice and the World Series once, making him one of the few athletes who have played in both a Super Bowl and a World Series. 6. Price, $199. Grade, PSA/DNA certified. Card number. Tom Lasorda was a professional baseball pitcher who played for the Los Angeles Dodgers in 1954 and 1955 and the Kansas City Athletics in 1956. He coached the Dodgers from 1973 to 1976 before taking over as the manager, where he won 2 World Series championships. This is a rare PSA/DNA certified card of Tom in his late age as a manager for the Dodgers. 7. Price, $189. Grade, BGS 8. Card number, number 784. Stephen Thomas Avery is an American left-handed former pitcher in Major League Baseball, MLB. He was a member of the Atlanta Braves, Boston Red Sox, Cincinnati Reds, and Detroit Tigers. Featured here is a rare rookie card from 1989 with an authenticated signature of Steve Avery. The card is currently worth $189.99. 8. Price, $180. Grade, PSA 10. Card number, $57T. Randy Johnson, who pitched for six teams over 22 years and won five Cy Young Awards, established himself as one of baseball's best pitchers. A Randy Johnson rookie card is considered a valuable card to have. The rookie card featured above isn't autographed, but it is worth $180. 36. 9. Price, $124. Grade, SGC 9. Card number, $49. Craig Biggio is a former American second baseman, outfielder, and catcher in Major League Baseball. He played his entire career from 1988 through 2007 for the Houston Astros. In the latter stages of his career, he finished 6th in NL history in games played, 2,850, 5th in at-bats, 10,876, 21st in hits, 3,060, and 7th in runs scored, 1,844. 10. Price, $99. Grade, Beckett Certified. Card number, number 224. This is a signed Topps Tony La Russa baseball card that has been authenticated by the Beckett Grading Service. Anthony La Russa, Jr. is an American professional baseball coach and former player who is currently managing the Chicago White Sox of, MLB, Major League Baseball. This card is worth $99.99. 11. Price, $75. Grade, near mint. Card number, number 620. Barry Lamar Bonds is an American baseball player who played for 22 years in Major League Baseball. Bonds was a member of the Pittsburgh Pirates from 1986 to 1992 and the San Francisco Giants from 1993 to 2007. He is one of the best baseball players ever. 12. Price, $79. Grade, PSA/DNA certified. Card number, #122T. Here is an autographed 1989 Topps rookie card signed by Omar Vizquel that has been DNA authenticated by PSA. Vizquel was one of the oldest position players in the major leagues. He was also the only active position player with service time in the 1980s. This autographed card is worth $79.99. 13. Price, $79. Grade, mint. Card number, number 360. Ryan Sandberg was yet another big name in the baseball game. During his time he played in Major League Baseball as a second baseman for the famous Philadelphia Phillies and Chicago Cubs. He was elected to the National Baseball Hall of Fame in the year 2005. 14. Price, $79. Grade, mint. Card number, number 465. Featured above is a rare rookie card of baseball veteran Mark Grace. The 80s was quite a significant year for him. On May 2, 88, he collected his very first major league hit, and on May 4, 88, he belted his first major league home run. This rookie card is worth $79.87. 15. Price, $69. Grade, PSA/DNA certified. Card number, Number 465. A rookie Mark Grace card is great, some even think it is worth more than an autographed card. Well, as a true collector, you can simply know the value of the card by the grade of the card. Featured above is a rare PSA/DNA certified card from 1986, it should probably be worth more, but its current value sits at $69.16. Price, $80. Grade, very good. Card number, number 380. Ricky Henderson, an American retired professional baseball left fielder, played his 24 seasons in Major League Baseball, MLB, on nine teams from 1979 to 2003. Ricky's leadoff home run at Kansas City was the 35th of his career. 17. Price, $59. Grade, BCCG 10. Card number 343. Gary Sheffield is a former Major League Baseball outfielder who played for 8 teams from 1988 to 2009. Featured here is an old Topps baseball card worth $59.99. The card was signed for Brewers by Dan Duquette and Jim Gabella. 18. Price, $22. Grade, M&T 10. Card number 43. Juan Alberto Gonzalez was yet another famous name in his prime. He entered pro ball at Sarasota in 1986 and led the Gulf Coast League with 233 at-balls. Other memorable events can be tied to him during 1986 to 1987. This card here is worth $22.19. Price, $75. Grade, PSA 8. Card number 405. This is an All-Star baseball card from 1989. It features Dwight Gooden at the obverse of the card, who scattered 7 hits in hurling a 9-0 shutout versus Reds. The reverse of the card features 10 other amazing baseball stars, including Bob Welch and a couple of others. 20. Price, $59. Grade, PSA/DNA certified. Card number 585. In 1980, Harold Baines belted his first major league home run, and then in 1982 came his first major league grand slam. Featured above is a rare Harold Baines baseball card with his autograph. The card is valued at $59.21. Price, $63. Grade, PSA 9. Card number 343. Here's another rare and valuable card worthy of being on our list of 29 most valuable 1986 Topps baseball cards. It features the famous Gary Sheffield. At the time, he was playing for the Brewers. The 80s era was a significant one for Gary. This card is PSA certified and is worth $63.75. 22. Price, $64. Grade, M&T 10. Card number 382. In 1985, John Smoltz was signed as an undrafted free agent of the Tigers by Bill Shudlich and Ken Medea. Nicknamed Smoltzy, he played a total number of 22 seasons in Major League Baseball. 23. Price, $60. Grade, very good. Card number 70. Mark David McGuire, nicknamed Big Mac, is an American former professional baseball player. From 1986 to 2001, he played in Major League Baseball, MLB, with the Oakland Athletics and the St. Louis Cardinals. Featured here is an Athletics Topps card worth $60.24. Price, $51. Grade, very good. Card number 573. James Abbott is a former American baseball pitcher. Despite being born without a right hand, he managed to succeed at the major league level. He played in the major leagues from 1989 to 1999 for the California Angels, New York Yankees, Chicago White Sox, and Milwaukee Brewers. 25. Price, $19. Grade, good. This 1989 Topps baseball card was signed by former Major League pitcher Jamie Moyer in blue marker. He signed it after a game against the San Diego Padres several years ago. The card even comes with a certificate of authenticity. 26. Price, $50. Grade, very good. Card number 250. This Cal Ripken card isn't capsulate but is still in great condition. In 1982, Cal Ripken belted his first major league home run. In the same year, he played his first 5-hit major league game. This card is currently worth $50.27. Price, $34. Grade, GMA 10. Card number 605. Error cards are valuable too. This is a Bob Welch no-slat line error card from 1989. Bob was an American professional baseball starting pitcher that played for the Oakland Athletics from 1988 to 1994. He has a couple of awards and titles to his name. 28. Price, $34. Grade, BCCG10. Card number, number 648. Here's another valuable 1989 Topps baseball card to add to your collection. This is a rookie card featuring former San Diego Padres player Sandy Alomar. In 1988, Sandy Alomar was selected as the MVP of the Pacific Coast League. This card has been graded by Beckett Grading Service and is worth $34. 95. 29. Price, $29. Grade, GMA 10. Card number, number 100. Michael Jack Schmidt is a former third baseman for the Phillies who played 18 seasons in the MLB. While playing for the Phillies, he contributed positively to the team. This is a rare card from 1989 and is currently worth $29. 95. Conclusion. We hope that you were able to find a few valuable trading cards in this list. Whether you're looking for something more obscure or just what to trade for your favorite player, there are plenty of valuable cards from 1989 Topps to choose from. Rumor has it that 1989 Topps baseball cards are set to rise in value in the coming year, so if you do have some of these cards in your collection, hang on to them for a bit longer and perhaps consider selling in 2030.